Welcome to John Wayne Lied to You, the storytelling podcast featuring me, the one that you can't see, but I can because I'm looking into a huge mirror that are the eyes of myself and the pools to my soul. John Wayne, that's right, I'm here, back again. Thank you guys for joining me, especially if you are new to the podcast, if I just met you at ZineFest Houston. Thank you for checking out the show, and I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to subscribe and all your friends. But this is actually going to be a kind of a different show. At the top of every show, I am here at Wayne Manor. However, I am not tucked away in the East Wing, as usual, in the Library of Evil. I am actually in the West Wing of Wayne Manor. Oh my goodness, I got a message. I'm in the west side of Wayne Manor in the band room of evil, because tonight's a very special episode. As you know, I don't ever have guests on this podcast. It's a solitary thing that I do and talk to myself and talk about these stories, and it's fine and good. I've had one guest in the entire time, and it's been my mother, as you know. Shouts out to you, Mom. I know I can guarantee on her for a listen every week, and I appreciate that. But this week, I also have a guest. It's one of my dear best friends, Nick P. He's sitting here. I think he's actually Googling some kind of pornography. Pornographies. But he's gonna be here, and we're gonna tell the story together. Now, I know I usually do the tarot reading at the top of the show, but I'm not gonna do it tonight because we are short of time, and also this is coming out Monday night instead of Monday morning, and I apologize for that. Damn day job kept me busy, and all kinds of other stuff. But I did have an excellent time at ZineFest Houston on Saturday. It was awesome and amazing, and shouts out to Sambi, my friend, who we shared our table together. She's an amazing cartoonist who does comics about kick-ass women who are kicking ass, basically. So I really had a fun time with her. She's very enthusiastic and a lot of fun, and I will post some links to her work and her Instagram handle, which I can't remember. It's like something barred right now, but I don't stop and check because this is not live, but it's just real life. Anyway, other than that, I had to work, but I did get some good news. I hate to do like vague things, but I never know what I'm allowed to talk about, like legally or even like professionally or whatever, but it has been confirmed there will be a new book from me in 2019 released. Very happy to get that news. A lot of just very happy. I don't want to say a load off because I feel like Nick will make some cum joke. Yeah, they can't hear nodding.
No, well, I didn't know I was on this.
Whatever. I said you could chime in.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Anyway, this is the intro. Yeah, so, you know, that's what's going on. No, like I said, no tarot reading. ZineFest was badass. I'm very stoked for that. Nick P. and I will be actually heading together to Jekyll Island Resort in Florida, not for a romantic getaway. It's not our anniversary yet, but because I will be tabling at the Jekyll and Hyde Comic and Horror Con December 7th and 8th. At Jekyll Island, Georgia. Did I say Florida earlier? I don't remember. Jekyll Island, Georgia is where we're going. It's weird. Whatever. And that's going to be great. Just check the website, johnwayneisdead.com, for all of those things. And we'll probably actually get some nice recording adventures while we do that. We'll see how this goes. So we're just going to jump right into it this week. This is our story, Nick. Do you want to name this story? Do you have a good name for the story that we told?
Shit split sandwich.
Okay. How about I name it?
Okay.
So Nick and I have been on many adventures, as you know. I've talked about him fondling on all of these podcasts, all of them. I talk about you every single one. I bring you up. I just say like, hey, shouts out to Nick P. I just like to say your name. You know, say my name. That's what I like to do. But I think we should call this story Galveston. Oh, Galveston. No, that's already too long. How about
what's the name of that song that country guy did about Galveston?
It's called Galveston. Galveston, no, Galveston.
Is that like Jim Neighbors or some shit?
No. I think that we should just call this Welcome to the Family Reunion.
Sure. Galveston?
Yeah, it's Galveston.
Yeah, Jim Neighbors.
Jim Neighbors.
I hear he's got like a killer ass voice and shit.
He does. He's got that Galveston. What the fuck? That's, you're gonna get us. Come on, no, man.
Goddamn pre-roll shit.
Are you. This takes place in Galveston. Just think about it. Alright, I don't like any of this. Alright, so we'll definitely make a reference to sea winds blowing at some point. Yeah, enjoy. So, like I said, this is a fine gentleman that I've talked about on the podcast many a time, a dear friend of mine and a co-conspirator of many things. Nick P is here, everyone. Ooh, welcome. Hoo-hoo. Welcome, Nick P.
I'm here.
That's right.
Alakazam.
I've talked about this before, but we used to do a podcast together every week called Never Buy a Stripper a Drink.
Oh, we always came up with those recipes for like butter bread or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that was a dream. Never mind.
Anyway, we have gotten into some scrapes and scrams. Are you like, what are you doing with that beer? Are you screwing it into the?
Just making sure it's set.
You're making sure it's set. So we've gotten into some situations before in our lifetime. You seem like,
are we getting
pensive.
Ready to sing like are Ebony you, and Ivory
wrong?
Or something?
You need to relax, dude. I got you a beer. I got you weed. Yeah. Grandpappy's medicine.
You also shoved a bike seat
brim.
In my ass.
Yeah, because.
You could at least pull it back out.
Because
you know?
I told you we were going to do a spin class while we were recording the fucking podcast, man.
I'm fucking fat, man. It puts a lot more spin on that, you know?
I guess.
Like, I can imagine, like, what was that Vincent Price movie where he's like playing the organ and shit and his face is all fucked up and he's like wearing a mask and shit?
Cats?
No, duh.
Phantom of the Opera?
Dr. Fibes?
Dr. Zhivago?
But like the second Dr. Fibes was like a comedy instead of a horror movie.
Are you saying Dr. Fibes?
Dr. Phoebes? F or Phibes?
I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what
about.
That movie is where Vincent Price has got this fucking like robot army and shit with like top hats and this crazy shit. But in the second one, like the first movie is like a horror movie. The second one's like a fucking like British murder comedy fucking movie. But there's this scene where somebody gets killed with like a big drill and like it goes through the wall and into their back. And I think at some point their body slides down the drill bit and they start spinning and shit. Like they're fucking like, you know, like it's
that's
a,
pretty cool.
It's a goddamn
what is this
group.
On?
It's I'm trying to remember the movie. It's
Dr. Phoebes. Call me, please.
The Abominable Dr. Phoebes was the first one. I think I can't remember what the second one was called. Maybe Return of Dr. Phoebes.
I thought you were going to say something.
I think like the Misfits recorded songs.
Obamina.
Named all of these titles of those movies.
Oh, you're probably right.
Or at least the second version of the Misfits.
The you're talking about
the '90s
the Graves version.
Yeah.
Well, rest in power, everybody.
I mean, I like how they kept that tradition going of naming songs after, like, B horror movies or sci-fi movies, but I don't know, music just didn't live up to it, I guess. I don't know. That's the way I feel. That's personal.
Some of them are. Well, anyway, that's not what we're. Yeah, well, we could talk about that today. I don't fucking care. It's a free flowing. I just talk, dude. I know you don't listen to the pod. Friend of the podcast, not listener of the podcast.
I'm going to binge them all. Like, I'm letting them build up so I can binge them.
Dude, let's binge them when we drive to Georgia. Just listen to my own podcast. 77 episodes or whatever. This is actually, I think, episode 73.
Wow. So, you do them every week?
Every week, every Monday, baby. Oh, yeah. So shouts out to all my friends that I met at Zine Fest this weekend. If you're tuning in and I talked about the podcast and you're checking it out, thank you. I met this one dude there that like whipped out his phone and just I thought so too, but he just whipped out his phone and just like interviewed me for a podcast right there with this app that he had that is like for podcasts. Like you basically record it and upload it right there to like your, it goes to your feed and boom, it's on your thing.
What the fuck? Is that for like police pull? Like when you get pulled over, you got to start podcasting and shit?
I guess.
Wouldn't you have to edit at some point? Like I never understood the...
I think it did allow you to edit. But
I never understood like DSLR cameras, like, you know, like kind of expensive cameras. And they have like, now they have wireless features built in where you can like, you know, it treats it like a goddamn phone. Like you can take a picture and upload it to your Facebook like instantly from the camera, and it's like, why the fuck would you? Oh, I guess people don't get obsessed like me. Whenever I take a picture, I get obsessed with like editing and fucking, I don't know. Like you're, I always alter everything.
You get very obsessive, and that's part of why
I don't fucking.
That's part of why what you make is very good. But it's a, one of those artist traits that is very annoying because you take for fucking ever.
Shit, there's so many goddamn like, options. It's
well,
like,
I mean, like for instance, you know, that, I mean, like that live video you did of Chris and I from 14 months ago.
it's in the pipeline.
Chris,
dude.
Is
it's coming.
I've gone through three Chris's since then, dude. You know,
really?
I just replace them.
Oh man,
I just get another
his
Chris.
Son,
they're
his
all
son
the same.
Grew up and shit.
They're like a Mr. Meeseeks thing. I just get another Chris, like from Rick and Morty. Anyway,
even if their name's not Chris, you just call them Chris.
They're all Chris's, just Chris like two, it's a Spinal Chris Tap three. Type situation, oh, yeah. You know. So anyway, this is like as when Nick and I get together, this is often what happens. We also write. We just talk about this kind of shit. We bullshit, and then we get like into weird arguments about things where you'll tell me it's not funny or it is funny, and I say it's not funny. And then what we also are writing for, like, we wrote the Neo Benchy script for the holiday one that's coming out first Tuesday of every
fucking
month.
Put pressure on it.
No,
now,
yeah, that's
now we
right.
Gotta finish
oh,
it.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do, motherfucker. Andrew Love was over here earlier at the Manor, the Wayne Manor, and we were all writing, and it was a good time. It was like, you know, up and down, heart racing, palpitating, but we got through it. And now I was like, dude, let's record a podcast, because I didn't get to record Sunday because, as I explained before, I had to fucking work at my day job so that
dude,
we could.
Why are you making excuses for these people? Just fucking.
I'm just saying, like,
they probably wouldn't even notice it.
No, I like to tell them because it always comes out Monday morning. Like when I get up early, like I post it right then.
So what's your excuse? Is it exciting? Did you get fucking like put in jail? Did
when?
You... Like, what was your excuse for not doing it on time?
Well, I had to be at work at 6 a.m. on Sunday, and I worked till 5:30. And I came home, and I was going to do it. And I know it's an excuse. I should have done it, but I was fucking tired.
I don't give a fuck.
And I was so I was like, I'll do it today. And I am doing it today. So here we are. But I was like, hey, dude, since we kind of like got that all together, what we were doing basically.
Are we going to start the show yet?
We are. Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. Let me hit record. Beep. All right. So Nick P is here. Welcome. No, we were talking about some crazy shit that, anyway, stories that we've gotten into. I wanted to tell this story. I brought it up, and you were like, ah, yes, I remember that fondly, or
bits
fondling.
Pieces,
yeah, we'll fill in the pieces together. So like I said, we've had many adventures. If you've heard the Stripper Ash story, Nick P was a guiding hand in that. If you haven't, go back to listen to that episode, Stripper Rash. This was another time. This was a time... we were working at the store, I believe.
Was it during the Clinton administration?
It might have been, but I remember we were going to go to the reggae festival in Galveston, and Galveston.
The gay ray festival. Wouldn't it be awesome if there was a gay ray festival?
Dude,
it's just a bunch of gay rays,
dude.
What,
Robert? You know, you're just like
no,
just pulling
dude.
Roberts here now. All right. That's not and offensive. I don't edit. Okay.
If I was gay and my name was Ray, I'd be honored to be like on the list and shit.
Well, we'll try to go to
the gay Ray Reggae Festival.
You're right. We'll look for that next time.
The gay Ray Reggae.
It's funny Festival. That I think that you're kind of showing your hand a little bit here with the, you're already foreshadowing mistaken identity how this whole thing goes. But just to clear it up, no spoilers, we did not end up at a gay Ray party. But we basically this was it. We were working. It was a was it Sunday?
All I know is somebody said something about the Bob Marley Festival.
The Bob Marley
Festival. Like the day before it happened. I didn't know shit about it. I was like, yeah, put me down for one of those. Bob Marley
Festival in Galveston. Galveston is, like, if you're not familiar with the area, south of Houston. It's an island in the Gulf of Mexico.
It's usually the first thing that gets hit by hurricanes when they come here.
And you know, it's nice, but it's not nice. You know, it's kind of shitty. Gray
water.
It's what it's us. So we, anyway... It was down in Galveston at, like, some wherever. I don't even know if we knew exactly. I think we were just like, well, we'll go to Galveston. I'm sure we'll find it.
Yeah,
right?
I think we were just driving around hoping to see, like, the crowd, right?
Because
I don't think we had direction.
That's what it was.
We were in two different cars, right? We were following somebody.
Who was in our cars? Me, you, your sister.
Yeah, and a nice chest of beer.
And nobody else was in our car?
No.
Was it Monsignor and Bolo Rice in the
other
car?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so those guys were in the car. We'll use their fake names or wherever, so, you know, protect the innocent or whatnot.
Well, shit, man, we danced around. We all got new cars and we drove to Galveston for this festival.
Whatever, but these people are with us.
The end.
But anyway, we decided to get pretty, I don't even want to use the term pre-party, because I don't think we were pre-partying. We were just like sticking the full dick in partying from the beginning. Like Sunday morning, I think that you came and picked me up.
It might have been one of the first times I've ever been like daytime drunk.
Yeah, you came and picked me up in the morning.
Drank at 9 in the morning before we even like, oh shit, it's starting to come back to me now.
Yeah, see, we started drinking early.
Nice drunken
and
numbers.
then we went, and then, you know, and allegedly we might have drank a few beers while we were on the road.
Yeah, shit happens. It was a different time, man.
I remember it. I'm trying to think. This was a long time ago. So I know that I wasn't super experienced with drinking
or
day drinking.
You weren't even legal, were you?
No, I think I might have been 21 at this point.
Your hymen was already broken?
Wait.
Or did you, is that
wait,
when you
wait,
got
wait, wait.
Duct tape back together?
It couldn't have been. No, I wasn't 21. I'll tell
you
why.
I was 21 in 1998.
I'll tell you why. No, yeah, I wasn't 21 yet, and I remember now. Because when I was 20, after I was 21, I was with Apple, my ex-wife.
Wow, that was a long time.
So it had to have been before that, because I'll tell you this. I remember another part. We'll get to the story that and that's why I know. But so I'm just like that kind of like barely not. Almost legal drinking, like cool guy drinking. Like I'm like, I can drink a bunch of beers.
My sister was like, what, 12?
She wasn't drinking though. I think she would just hand us beers.
Yeah.
From an ice chest. So we drive down to Galveston.
Wow, that's just like that movie Hereditary, man. I had to take my sister to this party. I told him it was a fucking Bible convention or whatever, and it was really like an island party.
Why is your sister
spoilers?
Is your sister into Bible conventions now?
No, I'm just saying it's like Heredity, except for the fucking you know, all the shit that happens.
Well, that is
spoilers.
Shit does happen, my friend. I remember that we did get up and drink very early. I remember feeling on top of the world, like you do when you first get that first buzz going, and it is in the morning, because you kind of feel like, why don't I do this all the time? I feel really good.
I know. It's like a good way to start the day.
You know?
You feel like you could, like, I don't know, like, if you punch somebody, you could really, like, hurt them and shit.
Yeah,
you just feel pumped
good
up.
Because you're like, I think because you're like woken up, the energy is there.
Like if I had a flat tire, I wouldn't even be pissed. I'd be like, I'm going to burn these calories up. Give me something to do.
Yeah, fuck it. Exactly.
I think.
So, I mean, I remember, okay, so then we get the...
I remember Halloween.
I remember Halloween. We get there. I remember getting on the ferry.
What? Oh!
Remember this?
Yeah,
do you remember this?
Stupid. This is something that I usually do. It's kind of my... This is my...
Okay, so explain the ferry situation.
Well, John Wayne, once he discovered
that
boys...
It's not that kind
were,
of podcast, dude.
You're the one fucking using the Archie Bunker language and shit.
Ah, come on now, Eden.
Okay,
all right.
We went to Galveston. We drove down 45 south. Like, 45 is, like, the big interstate that runs through, like, I guess, central Texas from the fucking coast of Galveston to the fucking, I guess, to Dallas.
MapQuest. I'm not fucking...
Take 45 south. Take it all the way down to Galveston. It ends. It turns into some other street. But, what was I talking about?
How you have to take a ferry when you get to Galveston.
Our dumbasses thought for some reason that we had to take a ferry to get to Galveston when we were already on Galveston Island.
I don't know. What is the ferry? Where did the ferry take us
we
to?
We took the ferry to Freeport, I think.
Oh, Jesus. What?
Because I remember we got off and I was like, we're back on the mainland. How the fuck did that happen? And I think we were on 288 or something. We were in Freeport. And I remember trying to figure out where 45 was. And we drove through like Hitchcock and all these other
we got very lost.
Scary Klan towns.
Very lost. And we rode the ferry back. Finally, right?
No, because I think we just took it across and we realized we were back on the mainland and we got back to 45 and went back to Galveston again.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. We got back.
Oh, no. I'm mixing this up with another memory.
I thought we rode the ferry back. We rode the ferry twice.
I'm mixing up this memory with my prom night Galveston trip.
Let's save that one for another hot take moment.
I just ran into an old friend that was there that night and... I didn't want to say anything in front of his family, and he just didn't want to say anything in front of me. But, you know, everybody's got, like...
But what, you guys? Anyway.
No!
Anyway, they
were in the room next to me, next door.
Oh, nice.
And there were all these fucking legendary stories told about me because of all the noise.
Oh, my.
And he was kind of a joke because he didn't get any.
Nice. What were we talking about? Ferry. Okay, so we did ride it twice, did we not?
I don't remember now. I just remember...
And this is the kind
of
ferry, like...
We thought we were
like,
there, and we weren't. And then we were there, and we didn't think we were there. We were fucking trying to find this Bob Marley festival, right?
And I don't want to assume that everyone just knows what we're talking about. This is the kind of ferry where you drive your car onto.
What the fuck? What do you think a ferry is? That's the only ferry.
That... You just get on and, like, take it by... There's no ferries that just ferry you yourself? Like, what about across the river Styx?
Most ferries are, like, fucking the ones you drive on. What the hell? What are you talking to, like, people in the fucking...
I believe
you got a specific audience here, like Pacific
don't.
Samoans, and they don't understand how ferries work.
I just don't like
Pacific Samoans should know. They got all that water around. How do they get shit there, man?
I don't know, man. If like a British person was talking about the tube, what if I didn't have any like context for what that was? I would like them to explain
like
it
a tube
to
top?
Me. Like that's what they call the subway, like their trains, the tube.
Oh, the tube.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Anyway. We're on this ferry. We're fucking lost. We're trying to find the Bob Marley Festival.
You know, I don't think it would have been as chaotic if we weren't, like, drunk. I think that's, like, 70% of, like, getting lost.
I think it might have been 100% of it.
Oh, okay. Well, continue.
But, or at least it contributed 100%. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, because I don't want to get my timetable confused, but did we go to that restaurant before we found the Bob Marley Festival? I'm doing air quotes right now. Or after?
What restaurant?
We went to a restaurant to eat because we were starving, I remember.
I had a fish fillet on the way there, didn't I?
Yeah, but we went to this restaurant that's like a typical like kind of Galveston restaurant that looks like a boat on the water type seafood type restaurant. And I remember I ordered a beer there and got served. I got served.
Well, what do you expect them to do? Fucking kick you in the nuts?
No, but I was not 21.
Oh.
And this is another reason why I remember that wasn't, because there was like a table of girls not girls. Like across from us kind of. And you know, I wasn't like fucking Johnny Romance or Suave or anything, but I had a couple beers in me, morning beers, and now I have more than a couple beers in me. I have a lot of fucking beers in me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm inexperienced, and it's like the middle of the afternoon, and I got Bob Marley on the brain, man, and Love Was in the Air.
Man, I don't remember any of this.
And I remember like, because we sat, I want to say, I'm not 100% sure of this, but if I'm going to say, just based on my prior knowledge and experience with things, that if we stopped somewhere to eat, it was at the Monsignor's request.
But I had like a fish sandwich. I remember, or okay, I at least had
dude,
a half of
okay,
one, right?
Okay, you had a fish sandwich, and the fish sandwich slid across the dashboard. But let me also remind you this.
Did
we drove
it?
Across the...
Did I finish that sandwich?
I don't remember. Hmm. But dude, what is the difference? When we drove to Charlotte, every gas station we stopped at, something else got put on the fucking dashboard of your car, only to slide across and end up in my lap. Like, dude, hot dogs, churros, boiled peanuts.
I had
peanuts,
hot dogs on the front
and you didn't
dash.
Eat any of it.
Felt like Cheech and Chong.
You just bought the shit. So why wouldn't you go sit in a restaurant and buy shit after you had a fish fillet?
I guess that's how you people do it.
I remember this. You don't remember us being in a restaurant?
No.
Okay, and then I went up in the...
I don't remember how that day ended.
The whole time it was like...
You drove back, right?
I don't fucking remember.
I don't remember driving back.
So it was like, let's not jump to the end. Let's not
I'm jumping right now, man.
But we have, okay, so we were at this restaurant. I was like looking at these girls and they were, I guess I was like, yeah, these girls are hot. And I was like, yeah, I should go talk to them. And people were like, our group, yeah, like, go talk to them, go say something. And I'm just like, not really, at least not at that point, I wasn't super good. You know, I was just a goofy.
So what happened?
I went over and was like, because I think the whole thing was, oh, tell them we're going to the Bob Marley Festival and they want to come with us. Also think that this is definitely like a Monsignor planted idea. Sounds like him. And probably like bowl of rice was helping him with that.
Where's this going? What happened? Did
I went over. Yeah, I just went over and like talked, like, so like, hey, we're going to the Bob Marley. It was like really lame. And I remember I went over and holding my beer, so that looked even cooler because I had a beer in my hand.
That's right, you were like underage. Like...
So, and they're like, I remember, I don't want to say I remember the exact words, but I do recall a tepid response from them, and like a, okay, yeah, which might have been like, they were just, they blew me off. Oh. Tepid means like lukewarm. Like,
why'd you bring this up?
It's part of the fucking story, dude.
But it's not like a success story.
Oh my god, you gotta talk about your unsuccesses sometimes, dude. You're that's a loss.
It's like they're better like gone and shit. Forgotten. Maybe that's why I don't remember shit.
Because you had no successes.
I remember the Rockets winning the championship in 1994, 1995. I remember getting my diploma from high school. And those are probably my two clearest memories. Well, I mean, I've never witnessed a childbirth or...
Okay, so you don't remember this...
Child death, either.
You don't remember the restaurant. I do.
Okay.
What are you doing,
What's
dude?
So important about this restaurant?
It's just a part of the story, dude, because I went up to talk to these girls and I'm finding
Are you
going to
also talk about when we stopped at a gas station and put gas in the car and...
Oh,
maybe I pointed at a cow and we're like, yep, that's a cow. And we got back in the
Nick,
car.
You do not think it's entertaining?
That's not entertaining at all,
That I drunkenly went up to these girls and tried to hit on them and got shot down?
Did they fucking slap you or kick you in the nuts or throw a drink on you?
No, dude, but that's still, it's part of the fucking story. Because then it would be 2 minutes.
Is this connected to your story? Did we end up like knocking these chicks up at the
end
of the night?
No, but we're trying to go to the Bob Marley Festival, right? Yeah. And maybe one of the reasons that they shot me down was because I said, we're going to the Bob Marley Festival. And they were like, sure you are. Bob Marley Festival, we'll see you there. You see, this is how you tell a story, dude.
Speaking of stories, let me hijack your shit for a second.
Hijack.
Because I completely forgot about this, but the other night, I think it was the night that we hung out we were writing some shit last Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
After that, I remember I drove like all over the place. I went to some Dairy Queen like way up north and shit.
How did you end up at a Dairy Queen way up north?
Because that was the only one I could think of. I couldn't think of any. Dairy Queens are disappearing, man. This isn't the 20th century anymore, man. Things are changing. But I found this Dairy Queen. I got my three tacos and shit. I'm fucking coming back on the feeder or the freeway.
Did you have a hankering for
There's this chick walking down the sidewalk, and it's fucking cold as fuck outside. It was like in the upper 30s or something. So I pull over and I was like, hey, you need a ride? She goes, oh, thank you. She gets in the car. And we start going, and she's like, so you want a date? I was like, what?
What?
And I look at her face, and finally, like, I drive under, like, a street light, and I can see her face, and she's totally got that meth face.
Was
and
it
shit.
Like,
fucking deep set wrinkles, and she looked like fucking meth, like a tweaker and shit.
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude,
man?
This isn't over. Like, she's like, you want a date? I was like, no. She goes, oh, well. Can you at least take me to the store? I was like, all right, I guess, because I need to get some milk. And I was like, that's weird. I was like, all right, I'll stop at this little Chevron station right here.
She sucked your dick for some milk.
I fucking did a U-turn, jumped into the fucking parking lot of the Chevron station. And she's like, oh, can you go get it? And I was like, what? She goes, I don't have any money. Dude. And I was like, oh, well, I don't have any money either. And she's like, oh, I can't go into that store. They won't let me in the store. And I was like, why? She goes, oh, it's a long story. Can't you go for me? I was like, no. I'm not going to leave some tweaker
car,
with my car,
dude.
And shit, with the engine running and shit. I come out like a sucker.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she's like, okay, I think I see somebody I know. I'll ask them. So she gets out of the car, and I'm like, what the fuck? How did I accidentally pick up a hooker? So I fucking turn around, and I go out the other side driveway to get to another street. And there's this chick, and she, like, I had still my window down. And she's like, hey. She's, like, waving me down. She goes, do you have a cigarette? And I was like, yeah, actually, I do, because you gave me that one cigarette that time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I said, I'm going to save this for emergencies. Yeah, yeah. I put it in my glove compartment.
Oh, shit.
Open the glove compartment. There it is. So I give it to her. And she's like, hey, can you give me a ride down to West Road? I was like, yeah, sure, get in.
Why?
She gets in the car, and I start going towards that direction. And she's like, hey, do you have $40? I was like, no. She goes, all I need is $40 before I get home and I call it a night. I was like, what? She goes, I'll give you head for $20. I was like, I don't have. But then I got halfway through that sentence, I started thinking. I was like, I have $20. But then, like, I was like, fuck no. I got a piss right now. I'm not in the mood to, you know, for tomfoolery. I just want to get home and take a piss because it's a long night. So she goes, oh, well, just drop me off here. So I just, like, left her on some dark road and shit. I was like, what the fuck? I'm driving home and I'm thinking, I'm never picking up anybody again. How do I accidentally pick up two hookers back to back within like a goddamn 15-minute time span?
It sounds like you explained exactly how you did it.
I mean, the thing that sucks is I had to piss, so I wasn't thinking about anything central.
Then why?
When you have to piss, you have to piss.
Like, this is not the time that you would pick people up anymore.
It was fucking 30-something degrees, man. Hey, even if it was a dude.
All right, good Samaritan. Like, I think that your moral compass.
I just want action. Just I want fun. In. I want mystery. I want to pick up a mysterious hitchhiker and go on some crazy adventure, you know? It happens on fucking in the Bible, right? Or in stories and shit. I want it to happen to me. Every time I pick up somebody, it's never anything interesting.
You've picked up some. You've had some interesting pickups. May I remind you of the one-eyed chick?
Well, that was more of a.
But that's a different.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that.
All right. Anyway, so we're back in Galveston. Yeah. We've left the restaurant that you have no recollection of us being at.
Sure.
Remember that it's kind of a rainy day.
That might have been the end of the night because I don't remember that at all.
It wasn't, dude. I'll tell you what the end of the night was. Just listen. Man, I can't believe I remember this. But yes, I can believe I remember this better than you. Then we drive around and we see like, you know how they, when you go to like Free Press or something and they have the gates up around where they've closed off this part of like where this festival is? Or whatever's happening.
Yeah, they close off streets for festivals.
Right, right. So we saw something like that set up, and we were like, that's got to be where it is. And we heard music, right? And we parked, and we went, and we went in.
We go to the beach or something? It was some beach, right?
It wasn't on the beach, man.
I remember sand, I think.
We drove around just looking, and we were like, man, where is this thing? And then... you know what? Now that I think about it, it's so fucking weird. It's like the Mandela effect. I think we just like invented in our minds that there was a Bob Marley fest going on, and went to fucking look for it.
You didn't even explain it. Like
I know. Okay, so we see that there's something set up. We park. We're like, this is it. We go in
because we're driving in circles all fucking afternoon.
And I remember like something weird at the door. Where we're like, how much? And I think they were like, how much? What? What are you talking about? Like, maybe, like, whatever you want. I don't know. So we end up going in. There's a band playing. And we're standing there, like, jamming out to the band. And then I remember just kind of, like, I'm looking at somebody, like, whew, I almost spilled that beer on my fucking computer. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I'm looking at, somebody's shirt in front of me. And I'm looking at it because I realize, like, that somebody next to them has the same shirt on.
Somebody handed me a beer.
And yes.
From
an
ice chest.
Yes.
I remember...
Somebody gave us beers when we walked in.
And I was reaching for my wallet, and nobody ever asked for money.
Like,
and I was
no,
like,
no,
what
no.
the hell?
And it said something like, a name, da-da-da, family reunion. And I was like, cool, all right. And I was like, oh, they've got that on. They must, I guess that their family went to the same reunion. And then I slowly start to realize that almost everybody there has this shirt on. And look, there is a live band playing, and they are playing reggae music.
Was
just
it reggae?
Yes, just so that
yeah, I guess
there's no mistake. Like, don't think that we didn't walk into a country music festival and think that like
we're gonna get shot.
Yeah, oh, it's R2D2 soon, dude. No effects can't even play in the United States now because of that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's a different story too. So I'm like. I think I grabbed you, and I remember like Monsignor. I think he had like a beer in each hand because those people were just giving us beers, and I was like, "Dude, I don't think this is the Bob Marley festival. I think this is a family reunion." And sure enough, we're like looking around, and we figure it out.
I think that's when we went to a restaurant.
It all clicks.
We realized what was going on, and we left, and we wanted to go somewhere.
I'm gonna tell you where we went.
Okay.
We went to Moody Gardens.
What?
Listen.
I don't remember that at all.
We went to Moody Gardens.
That pyramid place?
Yeah. We went because we were going to go see like an IMAX.
Really? Wow. That sounds fun.
Okay. Now.
That was back when IMAX only had like science documentaries.
Yeah, and we were going to watch one of those. Now, here's the other scoop. Maybe you're right. Maybe I did. That's nice. That's a cool picture. Maybe I did flip the things. Maybe we did go to the restaurant after that. Because here's what happened. We did. The last thing we went to was to go see an IMAX thing because we were like, well, we're here. We're drinking in the day. Let's do something. IMAX, whatever. Sharks in the sky, something. And we go there. Suddenly, the Monsignor, he's not feeling so good. And it's not that he's like getting sick because he's drunk or that he's drinking too much. He's breaking out into hives.
I remember hearing about that after
He's like, I'm having an allergic reaction. Because he had eaten some kind of shrimp dish at the restaurant that had some kind of spice or something that he had an allergic reaction to. So he was like, dunzo. I think the Bola and he split so he could get Benadryl
home.
See,
man, that's why when you have a
and
baby,
we were like,
you don't fucking keep the baby clean. You fucking make that baby roll around and shit so their immune system can get nice and strong and shit. That way they're not allergic to anything when they grow up.
Well, dude, I have not been allergic to
anything.
That you know of
my
yet,
my parents
though.
Let me play
like,
in the mud and
I'm,
shit.
I'm telling you, like, I've told the story where I used the... I got the stripper rash from the cologne, so I don't use that kind of cologne anymore. I got a rash from Zest soap. And which upset me because I really like the jingle. You're not fully
See,
clean.
See, your parents, I mean, man, they fucking they kept you too safe from germs.
I think they
and
were
shit.
Actually just that all that we just used Ivory soap because it was the cheapest, and you know we're a struggling family.
See, man, like you don't fucking you bathe your baby like maybe once a month just to be safe.
Well, and I already told
those germs build up.
I've talked about you know throughout the last couple weeks, but I did get that horrible, horrible rash reaction from the robe, and you witnessed it. You were here during the brunt of
the,
it. You had to itch
I documented
my balls.
It all and ran tests and came up with theorems and shit.
But the Monsignor is having a very bad reaction. They have to go get Benadryl and leave. And we're like, I remember we were like, we're not going to stay and watch this fucking movie. I think it was, you know, because it's like, what, $18 to see an IMAX back then? You know,
oh, shit.
It's expensive. I'm like, I don't like doing this, dude. I'm like, I'm 20. I'm drinking beers. You know, I went to a family reunion today. And then you know, they left and you and I and your sister.
Family reunion was all black people. It's like how yeah. I mean, that's probably why we thought it was a Bob Marley festival. We were probably like just being all racist and
no,
shit thinking.
No, there was reggae music
yeah,
playing.
That's
and
true.
Yes, they all that was another that was an after the
it's
fact
like
thing.
That
it wasn't like we were
scene
like
in
oh man.
Animal House where they all go into that fucking like black like soul bar and it's just your traditional record scratch and everybody stops and looks at
no, each other. That was like when Chris and Adam and I went to Donks, which I've told that story as well on here, the Great Donks Adventure. We went to it was like a Black Hooters in Nashville.
Honks.
That Donks.
Donks. What was it?
It was like a big donkey, a female, an anthropomorphized.
Sounds like
they're
gonna have like dicks.
Female
like
donkey,
be dudes
no,
with showing off their dick.
No,
neck
she's
and
like she's like the donkey, like is looking over her shoulder like this with a big fat ass. It says Donks across the shorts. They're purple instead of orange, like Hooters. Anyway, that's different. We where the fuck was I? Oh, they split, And you and me and your sister were like, what the fuck are we going to do? Let's just go home. And I want to say maybe that was where the Filet-O-Fish came in. Like, because the ride home was like a sad ride home. We were like drunk and like, you know, we'd been drinking all day, but we still kind of kept drinking. But we were also young. Inexperienced, so we didn't know to really drink water throughout that, so we didn't get a headache and shit.
Man, you remember a lot of shit.
Well, I remember, like, it was just kind of like, I think, to sum it up, like, the whole ride home, if the whole ride home we'd listened to nothing but the Sad Hulk music on repeat, it would have been the perfect soundtrack to the ride home. Because we, you know, at that time, we basically thought, like, I guess we'd wasted a day. But it's.
I've had a lot of
it was a pretty good adventure without picking up that, fucking
in
hookers.
That way where it's like, oh, man, we never found what we were looking for, and it turned out to
find
be.
Find the gold. Curly's gold.
A lot
gold.
Of fucking, like, angry, sad drives back from Galveston. Now that I think about it, man. Something good needs to happen in Galveston.
Like what?
I don't know. Didn't all I know is nothing good ever happens during the day.
I mean, what about at night?
That's when all the fucking cool shit happens, man. That's why I pick up hitchhikers at night.
In Galveston?
Anywhere.
Oh, anywhere.
I'm just looking for a fucking story and shit. I want somebody to tell me about the fucking, like, person they shivved in the next town over. Didn't well, I mean... I helped, like, a woman one time when she was, like... There was a woman, I couldn't tell what she was doing, and I saw she was trying to take off a license plate from a car.
Oh, you told me
she
about this.
She was using, like, I don't know what she was using, like a coin?
You gave her a screwdriver.
I rolled down the window. I said, hey, you need a screwdriver? And she kind of flinched when I said, hey. And she's looking around. She goes, yeah. So I threw it to her. I was like, you can go ahead and keep it. She says, thank you. I fucking rolled up the window, and I'm checking a message on my phone. And I look up, and I notice she's putting on a different license plate. Like, the car had, like, a Oklahoma plate, and then she put on a Texas plate.
You're an accessory to a whole bunch of crimes.
Man, I drove home feeling good, man. I felt like I've contributed to society, you know? Did, I helped my fellow man or woman, you know?
You did, but in a weird way.
I mean, shit, if I was in that situation, I'd appreciate somebody to help me out and not fucking rat me out or fucking...
I absolutely would. Absolutely.
It's just...
Because it's true, I guess. You know what? Maybe I jumped the gun. Maybe... they weren't crime committers. Maybe they had been wrongfully accused and were like fleeing. Maybe they were fleeing like the cartel.
I always end up being like just
crooked police officers.
I always end up being just some side character in somebody's back, you know, some backstory character in people's lives and shit. Where this woman probably like burned down a hospital. She probably burned down a hospital in like San Antonio, and she's trying to fucking work her way across the state to leave and shit. She's just this mysterious murderer, drifter, and shit. And I'm like, hey, you need a screwdriver? There you go. It's my good deed of the day. I was a Boy Scout when I was a kid.
You know what? I don't know if there
I might have been accessory to a crime more than once. I think I just accidentally do it.
I don't need any further proof of that, Your Honor. I can say decidedly that you probably have been accessory to a few. But I also want to say... you know, I feel like if there are any active female serial killers right now, you'd be the one that would pick them up, but somehow not get killed by them.
Yeah, probably. And that's the thing. I'd find out about the fact that they were a serial killer way after the fact.
What if that
And I'd
chick,
be like, shit, that's kind of cool.
What if that Dairy Queen chick in your car was just like, can you go in and get the milk for me? Because she was just waiting for you to say, like, okay, and you go to step out of the car, and she just stabs you in the back of the neck with like a scalpel,
and then runs over my legs as she peels out in reverse in my car.
Or she has like some kind of, you know, needle drug she shoots you up with.
She like stabs me and then spits into the stab and gives me AIDS and shit.
I don't think you can get it that way.
She had that fucking meth face, man. It was weathered and leathery and shit.
She probably did meth.
Ugh. The second hooker was kind of cute, but I had to piss, man. I couldn't. Fucking getting tomfoolery.
I understand, dude. Nature calls.
And if I didn't have to piss, it's like, man, $20? That's all it takes? That's all it costs for a street blowjob? I mean, I'm assuming it would have been from her. That would have been fucked up if she would have said, I'll give you a head for $20. I'm like, all right, here's $20. And
40 tip.
She fucking, like, her pimp's like some, like, fucking, like, 70-year-old man and shit with no fucking teeth. He just like fucking comes up.
He comes up and sucks your dick.
Yeah.
Oh god.
It's like, what am I supposed to do
so
in that situation?
Awesome.
Ask for my money back, or just sit back and take it?
sit and take it, dude.
Yeah, I guess I can close my eyes.
You paid for it.
Think it's something else.
Yeah.
Man, but $20. That's amazing. It's like I always think about inflation and how inflation affects like everything and shit. But it's like I guess inflation's not affecting
how much is a $20?
Sexual enterprises, entrepreneurs with the with their.
How much is a $20 blowjob back in 1980?
Well, I don't know.
That same $20 blowjob. How much was it then? You know, because then we could judge that.
Back
inflation.
Then, $20 was a lot of money.
I know. So from that perspective, like, what are we thinking? Like a $2 blowjob?
I remember
is it fair to say $3, $5 blowjob?
I remember a friend of mine went to a boys' town in Mexico, like way back in the day.
Who's his friend? What's their name and where do they live, please?
But all I know is $13 is all it cost for like full service and shit. They check your gauges and everything.
Huh.
I'm just saying.
$13.
Man. Yeah, and like that's Mexico, man.
So they give you a receipt so you can write it off.
Well, this is back in the day when Mexico wasn't dangerous and shit. Now, fuck, you can't go to Mexico. They'll fucking keep your head and shit.
Dude, I've seen like a couple of videos that I've been shown by some friends of the cartel executing people, which I don't recommend you watch, but you know, if you're at work and you know you work.
Yeah, if you're at
the
work,
kind of day job
it.
That I work sometimes.
Because if you watch those videos at work, they'll let you
shows
go home
you,
early.
Yeah, when somebody shows, picks up their phone and is like, oh shit, dude, check this out. You just look at it because fuck it. But I did see a guy get like all of his arms, leg, everything cut off of his body while he was alive. But they shot him full of like meth or whatever to keep him alive. So he's like semi-alive conscious.
You know what they did to that reporter from the Washington Post, that dude that got fucking taken out and what was he, like in a fucking embassy in Turkey? And they fucking, like, cut off his arms and legs while he was still alive and shit. They had bone saws with him and everything.
Was that a Jack Reacher novel?
No, that's fucking real life, man. That happened, like, a month ago or so.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking President Pussy Lips ain't doing shit about it because he's got all these fucking deals with Saudi Arabia. And it's like,
well,
he even came out and said that. It's like, oh, you know, we got all these business deals. Sorry, we can't... Fuck that guy. He wasn't a citizen, right? He was just a U.S. resident, and it's like, God damn, what's wrong with this guy?
Well, while we don't support President Pussy Lips on this show, this is also not a political show.
I know.
I don't want to go down that road. Mostly just because
I'm ignorant.
Everybody
knows Pussy
and
Lips
I don't
is,
know.
A, is an asshole.
Big well, orange I asshole. Mean, but you know what? What if you did split some Pussy Lips and find an asshole in there instead of a
like,
pussy hole?
It's like an H.R. Geiger asshole pussy. Double decker.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
No, it wouldn't be crazy.
I mean, it'd be interesting, I think, but.
What are we talking about? Politics? Blackface?
No. Fucking God.
Minstrel shows? What are we talking about?
We're talking about Galveston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not that exciting.
But I think that the Monsignor just, like, ate Benadryl and went home and slept for, like, 2 days.
Sounds about
and
right.
Then when he came back around, he was like, yeah, he has an allergic reaction. And we never went back to Galveston in that formation again, I don't think. Of people.
I don't know. I've had a lot of fucking, like, sad drives back from Galveston. But that's the story of my life, actually. Oh, well. Shit happens.
I'd read that story.
And then you mysteriously disappear under strange circumstances. That's how I want to go out.
Yeah.
I don't want to be cremated or buried. I just want to be, like, mysteriously, like, I just want to disappear. And
you want that traditional Catholic funeral?
No, I want fucking, like, I don't even want to leave any clues, man. I want to fucking just see if anybody finds me and shit.
Blue's Clues. Well.
Where could I fucking put my body where it wouldn't get fucked up by animals and shit?
In an animal sanctuary?
Just put my fucking corpse in the goddamn frozen food section at fucking K. Rogers and shit.
Maybe so. Rack and Nick.
Oh, fuck.
This is fun. I don't usually have guests on the show.
Yeah? When are we going to start recording?
In a minute. This is a nice warm-up, though. Maybe we'll do this again sometime.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was fun. We used to do it all the time.
Yeah?
But also podcast. But, Yeah, so that was our story of our family reunion in Galveston.
Somebody's family reunion.
Yeah.
Felt like mine.
Well, as far as, in classic Never Buy Stripper a Drink form, if I can call it back, I will say, Nick, I bid you a fine fuck off.
No, fuck on.
Oh. And there you go. What a time. Galveston, oh Galveston. Nick, you know what, I don't know, I can't rightfully remember right now, but I think we've been to Galveston more times than that and have stories to tell. Oh, we went there for my bachelor party.
Did we?
Yeah, and remember, well, I mean, I don't blame you for not remembering.
Oh, yeah, that was just like a
all the airports, and you did all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, I had a liftoff moment.
That was a good time. But that was fun. Thanks for hanging out and doing this tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keeps me off the streets.
Well, and that keeps you from picking up crazy Dairy Queen hookers.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. Well, don't forget to check out JohnManIsDead.com. Go to the shows page. You can see all the conventions that I will be at coming up, which I have a lot, and Nick P. will be at the select most of them with me, and we'll be traveling across the country, so I'm sure we'll have some stories, actually, and hookers that we pick up along the way. Also, you can go to the shop page on JohnManIsDead.com and get any of my books or the new John Wayne is Dead record. The 12-inch album, This Is a Record. Check out my new book, Scummer, from Grindhouse Press. I am recording the audiobook for Death Packs and Left Hand Paths. Should be done soon, and we'll talk more about that later. But also, all of my books are on Amazon and Kindle if you're that kind of person. But if you just listen to the podcast, I really appreciate that. It helps me out a lot. So thanks again. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Wayne is Dead. And follow Nick P. in your sexy dreams.
On the streets at night.
Oh, yeah.